Box Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.
We're still alive after Donald Trump was elected. Zach's still here. You're right, Zach. We're all still here. The markets are rebounding. The world is not ending by the seams of it. It seems okay, doesn't it?
It's a beautiful world. Just a beautiful world.
Yeah, I mean, I think some people stopped and said, hang on a sec, Donald Trump, what does he do? Why is he famous? Oh, yeah, he's a businessman. He's made lots of money in business. That's obviously good for business.
Yeah, but if you watch The Simpsons, you know that he was always, it's no surprise. I mean, you knew that he was going to be president 15 years ago, 16 years
right.
ago.
That's
so right. I don't know why people are so surprised.
And The Simpsons are right on everything, aren't they? And if you look at the, even certain scenes of him on an escalator and all that stuff, where it's exactly the same as in real life. In real life, CloudTag, they've received net proceeds of $1.44 million, taking account of costs and escrow in respect of the Tranche 1 notes. So they've got that as described in a previous RNS. But CTAG, it's on the rise, I think. What do you think, Zach?
Well, as the forces of darkness are trying to hack away at this company, so that's always something to remember. It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy with small companies because they're easy to sabotage. Mm-hmm. But we have bounced, on a technical perspective, we've bounced off 8p, which was former resistance on the way up. Don't like the gap down, which was last week, below the 50-day moving average. So that is a red flag there. But above 8p, there is a valid reason for being long of the shares. Ideally, I'd like to see the gap closed or filled above 12p, to prove that it's just a blip on the downside. But really, a range of 8p to 13p at the moment.
A range of what? 8 to 13, you're saying, yeah?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Right.
Okay. Ferrum Crescent's next. FCR owns 100% of the Toral lead zinc exploration project located in Spain. It has now commenced a work program which includes reinterpretation of significant, is that word again, foreign and historical geological and exploration data available in respect to that project. So FCR, what do you reckon, Zach, on the chart?
Triangle there from, what's that, March, top of the triangle, just above current levels, 0.26p, so, and support at the 200-day average of 0.21. Wait for that range to break. It's a bit like the CloudTag situation, the rate consolidation, and it's normally better to wait and be late rather than jump the gun. And I'm not going to make a rhyme on that one.
No, don't do that. No. That's the last thing we do is rhymes on this podcast. On the next one is Starcom. Ticker Star. It's a cracking ticker, that, isn't it? A global cargo transportation provider, Amrijet Airlines, have approved the company's Kylos Air GPS tracking device for air cargo use aboard its aircraft. So it's a nice little thumbs up to
would
them.
Would it work for the MH370, wouldn't it? That type of thing as well.
Yes.
So gap through the 50-day moving average at 3p, which is one of my favourite signals, as you know. Recent support at and above the 200-day moving average at 2.66. So slow, but has a positive air to it. Top of the channel is at 5p, while we hold above, let's say, 2.5p on that.
Yeah, I've known a couple of guys on Twitter, been long and strong on this for a long time.
They love it. But I think the only thing with that, I know a little bit about the company. I just wish they'd charge a bit more for their wonderful services. I think they could charge more and be in a better state and not on that basis.
Yeah.
They don't value themselves highly enough.
No, well, let's hope it goes well there and starts to get a re-rate and the share price goes to the stars. Thanks, Zach. And we nearly did a rhyme there. Can you send me the charts, please, Zach?
I'll do that. Bye.
Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
The Box Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.